puzzle piece thing.
Right.
Some of this data comes up with these numbers and you just gotta see how that's connected.
Oh, hit the green puzzle piece instead of moving it into the.
I'm not following.
Supposed to move it. Somebody's calling me, have you seen, you have one of these?
Oh, that's so.
You basically, if somebody's calling me, you have to move this.
I used to.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I just kept hitting the green thing over and over again, I wouldn't talk, I don't know, I don't know.
Our coverage said, have your best thoughts and tell us.
Okay, we start this meeting, call me in your, join in the pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough Crown Zoning Board of Adjustment, and all requirements have been met, notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press, and the tour of return, notice has been posted on the public bulletin board.
Thank you, roll call please.
Ms. Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Fox?
Here.
Mr. Britton is absent. Mr. Kutesh?
Yep.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Braswell?
Here.
Mr. Cervantes?
He's on vacation. Yeah.
Mr. Conley, absent.
Okay, first we have approval of a resolution, Zoning Board 2011-2, SAD Design.
Before that's moved, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Just want to update the board. I received by email today, I think it was today, from Mr. Wolf a package which he has since delivered hard copies to the clerk. And basically it's the title work from the title company is my put it in the record. These are not in order. So.
This is regarding
this is on that Odiati piece that's the 20-foot lot, you know, the one that has the whole length of the front of the property. And the question is the ownership. It would be good title if they acquired it. Here it is. Where's the name of the company? Two Rivers Title Company, LLC. Well, they're the agent for Old Republic, National Title Insurance Company. And in simple terms, the title company will insure the title to the SJD and to the lender from whom their mortgage will be taken. And so that was what I'm satisfied in having read this, that they're satisfied. So if they're satisfied, I'm sure I'm satisfied.
Is there any liability that the borough had? Is there a question about the borough had?
No, the liability if there would be any would be by the property owner. We were granting approval to do something. But
but didn't the borough at one point?
Oh, you mean on the water company?
Yeah.
No, because the water company actually, how should I word this? For what they were transferring, when they gave the big piece, sold the big piece to Duckworth, the deed references this piece, but they didn't own this piece.
Okay.
So I think they thought they were selling it. So, you know, they got the money for what they thought they were selling, even though they didn't own that piece. Okay, so.
So the borough has no exposure.
I don't see any. It's just, you know, one of those oddball.
Hedging your bets like a good attorney.
I could turn the tape off and answer.
Mr. Baxter, with this resolution tonight, I have three eligible members. Is that okay?
Yes.
So Mr. Gallagher. Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
There's a couple of inaccuracies in the resolution. Does that matter?
You think they're inaccurate.
Huh? This is 5 townhomes of approximately 950 square feet. It's 1,950 square feet. Page 3, top of page 3. And SJD.
Wait, don't go on. Stop there. 950?
1950.
1950. Have 950 on the first floor.
Bob Susser.
Robert Susser, he's the managing member.
The units are approximately 22 wide by 40 long. So you have two floors.
It'll be 880.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's 22, two floors.
Well, I have 950 on one floor, according to mine.
Yeah, no. And I don't know, I don't have the architectural drawings with me right now. If you have a copy of the file, it's on the floor plans of the architectural drawings.
I don't remember where I got the number. I mean, I didn't dream up the number. No, it wouldn't be for there. I'm trying to remember. It's from the testimony. Ah. Maybe it's in the minutes, but I thought it'd be easier to find out. No, it's... What? Anything in my notes at all on that. So it must have come from. And the two floors are the same? So it's 880 and 880, so that's 1760. Is that right? That's less than
1960.
Oh, I thought you said 20 by 4. By
24 by 40.
Oh, 24 in the unit 4. 24 by 40. So that's 480. Twice. It's 960.
That was nine. In the resolution, it says 950 per floor. Or
all right, let's see. Approximately. So it should say
approximately
1960. Is that right?
1920. What is it?
1920.
Right.
That's a good year.
What are the dimensions again?
Roughly 24 feet by 40 feet.
Why is it 24 times 40? 14. Oh, I see. So we'll make in the top. top line of page 3, we'll change the 950 to 1920. If that's satisfactory to the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And?
Is there something else?
Yes. It says SJD Design is the contract purchaser. They're the owners. Yes, first line. I think it's repeated again.
Well, the application said contract purchaser.
And then subsequently a deed. The application was quite a while ago, and then a deed was recorded into SJD Design.
I'm not recommending you change that. No.
Oh, okay. At the time of the application.
That's not critical to the resolution.
That's it.
I don't think it's accurate either.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
We're looking for
with that one change on page 3.
Off page 3, three was making that.
That's
Mr. Gallagher? You don't have the table, just don't.
Seconded by Mr. Gallagher.
Don't talk again.
Roll call.
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have the revised engineer's drawings.
I will take any of anything. Katie, for
how many you need?
Six.
There's five.
Okay.
I'll bring one more to.
Can you send it to Tina? Because he has to sign it first.
I'll send it directly to
the That's office. Easier.
Okay.
I'm going to remove it for a
second. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, on to our hearing. Zoning Board case 2012-1 Perlman, Block 52, Lot 13, 38 Cornwall. Depends on which end of the street you're looking at, I think.
It also depends on what map you look at on the internet.
That's true.
Some of them say Cornwell and some of them say Cornwall.
Right.
Yeah.
If you Google it, it's Cornwall. It's Cornwell, and if you go on the internet, it's Cornwall.
Right.
The surveyor had Cornwell. I think the tax map says Cornwall.
That's right. Our tax map has it one way. The county GIS has it another way.
Exactly. So I don't know.
What do you think? But the borough has it covered because one end of the street sign says Cornwell, the other end of the street sign says Cornwall. So
you gotta get the generals right. Cornwell is the good guy, right? Cornwall is the bad guy.
Probably knows I'm going to England. So.
Yeah.
I guess it changes names right in the middle.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I think you need to
sorry.
No.
Cornwell this way.
I mean, I have it here, but I don't mark
it. Don't put that right in your front yard.
It's a simple mistake. I mean, it's...
I'm just doing noise.
Why are you sitting on this
table? Because you're the property owner. I'm
okay.
The engineer.
Mr. Chairman, I reviewed the notice that was finally published in the paper, and it accurately notices the world as to what the applicant is seeking. It also provides a catch-all at the end, which solves any problems we may have here. So I think the notice is in order. I checked the publication with the Two River Times and the notice to the property owners. All of that is in order. So it's my opinion that the board has jurisdiction to proceed.
Okay. And who's making our presentation?
I'm going to try. I've never done this before.
Okay, that's fine.
Try.
Right, well, most people have.
I'll try the real one.
Yes, go ahead.
Let me swear, Ms. Cronin.
I guess unless you have something.
You want to mark first?
Well, I'm swearing because if I ask a question about something, that should be on the record. You want to raise your right hand, please? You swear the testimony you give before this board to be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
You want to give your name and spell your last name and then give your address.
Nadine Perlman, Perlman, 131 Chestnut Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, 07716.
You could put your hand down, sit down, make yourself comfortable. All right, before we begin, is this gentleman going to testify?
Well, I'm going to try it. Let me do it.
I may have to.
He's a structural engineer.
He can't speak unless he's under oath. That's all.
Okay, you need to be under oath.
Okay,
well, we'll do it.
You swear the testimony you give before this hearing to be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
You want to give your name, spell your last name, give your address, please?
Robert F. Wickle, the second, P.E., 687.
How do you spell Wickle?
W-I-C-K-E-L.
Right.
687. Right. Viscount, V-I-S-C-U-N-T, Drive, Toms River, New Jersey, 08753.
Okay. We'll deal with the qualifications in a minute if we get to the point of your testimony. All right, let's go through and mark what the exhibits we have. Starting with the, it's going to take a minute or so. A1 will be the variance application. It is two pages long. A2 will be the zoning officer denial, which is attached to it. It is dated 2/23/12. A3 is a survey by Daniel Parker, Parker Engineering and Surveying, Inc., dated 8/13/04. Guess we'll mark this. There's an overlay of that same survey on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that has colored things of where the proposed new structure is to be. That'll be A4. That may have changed. We'll deal with that.
Want to give him a new copy?
No.
Let me have that.
It was all part of the original application. Mm-hmm. So it's a portion of the survey with an overlay. Do we have these, or just the copy?
I don't know what I have.
You do? Let's mark those. That'll be A5 will be, is it how many pages? Look at two?
Like the original print.
A5 will be two pages of four photos. I think these are all the subject.
Just say four photos.
A5. A6 is an elevation certificate by William Zeman, Zieman Jr., and it's dated 1/4/12. It's two pages. Structural evaluation, foundation design and building supports report by, I guess it's by Mr. Wickle, it is.
Yes.
A7, we'll call it the Wickle structural evaluation.
Have any others?
Mm-hmm.
Stated February 7th this year. That's A7, and it is... one page with three pages of pictures. There is a A8 will be a grouping of five photos on 8.5 by 11 size. A9 is a three pages of, these are really architectural drawings, aren't they?
Yes.
By Mr. Wickle. They're dated... March 2012. No day. And that's... There's a cover with a cover letter to Ms. Brunner. Dated March 1. Again, that's A9.
I don't have a cover letter attached.
You don't? It's not that hard. It just basically says it's attached. And it tells you... There's some information in, but we'll have them give us that. Is this the same? Yeah. We should note for the record that at the prior review hearing, the application was amended to insert the zone, which is R-2.02 in item 2 of the application. And then there is, more than that. Trees killed in this case. A10 will be...
for larger.
It's the revised.
And that replaces...
Those small sheets, right?
Yeah, the original.
Places A8. Okay, that replaces
A9.
A9, I'm sorry. And so these are architectural drawings. I don't know if they're the same number of pages or not, are they?
No, that's a full set.
Seven pages. And they're dated. Same date. Is there a revision?
No.
No. March of 2002. Then there's a it's the same amendment.
Actually, the clock.
Is that
the one you have? Hey, look at that. It's just that color. Okay. A11 is a survey with the proposed dwelling superimposed on it. That's also Mr. Whitman. And lastly, there is a there'll be B1, which is the board engineer review letter, dated March 3rd, 30. By the way, Katie, you want to raise your right hand? You swear the testimony will be before the hearing be the truth, told the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Uh-huh.
You're Robert Katie, the board engineer. Thank you. Okay. Done, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay, so... give us an idea of what you're proposing to do.
Okay, the house was 3.5 feet of water came through from the hurricane. I'm sure a lot of people had that problem. My house sits very low to the ground. I've tried to fix the structure in the past 8 years ago. I went for permits and I had an engineer and I did footings and, you know, piers. They weren't even remotely like the drawing. I didn't know that till I opened up, till I had the flood, took out the flooring because it got totally damaged and moldy. Only to find he did not follow the drawing. So my house is crooked. Yeah. FEMA said my house was the worst house in Highlands. My structure has been damaged to the point where for me to fix it is beyond, I should just knock it down. That's what my engineer says to me. So I decided instead of fixing it, because I pulled a permit to fix it originally. And after getting a couple of different engineers, actually three, he's the third one, two out of three said take it down. One said lift it, the other one said, you know, one said you can lift it up, reinforce it, rip out the floors, put all new floor. By the time I'll do all this, I might as well just rebuild it. Not only that, when I took the ceilings out, because I had water come through the air conditioners, it was rented. She didn't take the air conditioners out. So So the water came down the walls. So I got it from the flood. I got it from the sides. So I got $18,000 from the insurance. That's it. Yeah. So after fighting with the insurance, going back and forth, I was gonna fix it where it stands. I was so aggravated. Then I was gonna lift it out of the floodplain so it would never happen again. And then when he came and looked at it, he goes, "Why? Just knock it down. It's too bad. The ceilings are like, none of the rafters are done right in the ceilings. This is like probably 70, 80 years old. It's not code. Everything has to be, I have to redo all the ceilings. I have to redo all the walls, I have to be reinforced. All the floors have to be ripped out." Okay. It's ridiculous.
All right, so it's a lost cause.
So a lost cause. Knock it down. So I decided to rebuild it. So at this point, you know, it's going to actually improve the neighborhood because you're looking at a structure that's like this. I can leave, just, you know, I'm not going to, even if I lift it, I can never straighten it. It's never going to be pretty. And it sits way back on the property line with zero, I mean, literally on the line. Mm-hmm. If you look here where it is, mm-hmm. I've got zero, you know, probably like maybe 0.3 off the line. That's how close it is, you know?
I think the original survey said it was actually zero.
Is it zero? Okay.
So the building line's basically right
smack on the line.
That's our line.
And then on North Street. Yeah, and then you've got on the one side, if you're looking at the house from the front, you've got, if you look at the very back there, you've got 0.7, and then you got 0.4 on the from the property line. I want to bring it out a little bit to
0.7 is from North Street, you're talking about.
Yeah, from North Street. Like if you look to the back of the survey.
Is that the superimposed survey that you have? That's the house, though.
Sorry?
That's the back of the house.
This is the back of the house where my house sits.
You said looking from the front.
Yeah, say you're looking at it.
You said 0.7 feet.
Yeah, I'm saying look at the side. Like, say you're looking from Cornwall Street. You're looking straight at the house.
Looking down this way.
Look down the right side.
0.7 is here.
It's not Cornwall.
Yeah.
She's saying if you're standing here looking at it.
Go to the right, all the way to the back of the property.
Oh, you're talking about the side yard.
Yeah, the side yard.
My side yard setback. See that? That's 0.7 and 0.4. I want that to be 2. That's where that setback comes in, 2 feet off of there, all the way. And then if you go to the left of it, you see it's 8 feet. There's a little fence, I think the town engineer addressed that he didn't like. He asked about that fence. That fence is being taken down. That chain link fence. Yeah, that's coming down. And so is all the other fences. They're all coming down. They're ugly.
Well, wait, let's do some pieces here. The one on the left side, the stockade fence, that looks like it's on someone else's property.
Well, no, that's mine. The stockade fence that's there is mine.
It's your fence, but it was...
It's on the other property line. Yeah.
Right, so the stockade fence on the left side.
Chain link fence is coming down.
That would be
east or west. Stockade fence on the west side, which is the west side, is over the line and coming down, correct?
Yes. Well, let's see. The problem is my neighbor wants me to leave it until he gets enough money to put up a... See, because I'm not putting a fence back. I'm taking all the fences down.
So it looks like that entire fence, both in the front, it's over a little, in the back, it's over more. Mm-hmm. In other words, the entire fence on the left side is over the line, but that entire fence is yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoever put that fence up... Well, no. I bought the house with it.
Oh, okay.
And the person who owned it before said it was mine. Now, it could be his. I don't know.
It's on his property.
It's on his property.
Which way is the good side of the fence facing?
He gets the good side. I have the bad side.
Then it should be yours.
Yeah. She said it was mine.
If it was done correctly, it should be yours.
But the thing is, I don't want to just take it down without getting okay from him because he wants it up. So if he wants it up, you know what I mean? I'm going to take down the ugly fences. I told him I want it all down, so I'm discussing with the neighbor. I don't want to make him angry.
It's not on this property. I don't think it's germane to this application.
Right. Okay. But the chain link fence that's going across on the back.
That's on the right and right east side. Chain link is on the right side.
No, that would be the left, wouldn't it?
No.
Not if you go from Cornwall.
He's talking about.
I was talking about this one. There's no chain link fence.
It says chain link fence.
There's no chain link fence there.
It says
the chain link fence. No, there's a little chain link gate on the back property from North Street that a tenant put there for his dog. That's coming down. There's no fence, chain link fence, and I'll show you. This was my fence, which I took down right here.
The survey is only, my goodness, it's not even a month old.
Yeah, it says existing chain link fence.
Where, honey?
No, the survey information is from the survey from 2004.
Yeah, that's not
my plot plan reflects what the surveyor had on his original survey.
This is my fence here.
Wait, let's skip to look into it.
This fence is the next door neighbor. Maybe you're looking at that one?
It's on the survey.
Now, this is between the side yards.
There's no fence
of your
there.
Lot, and there's no fence at all there?
There's this fence.
No, that's
the front yard.
It's all around the property.
But we're talking about the side yard. Now.
Side yard. There's
the
no
right
fence
side. There. What separates you from the house to the right? Is there anything
fence.
There?
This white fence?
No,
that's my fence.
No, that's the street.
No, this fence, this is my yard here. This is the
front. Yeah, the fence that the surveyor is showing on here? Is actually the neighbor's fence.
But that chain link fence. The question is there a fence? That's the first
there
question.
There is a fence, but it's wood.
Okay. Her fence is wood, and this surveyor is showing this fence here on the
other
property.
So it says
property.
Chain link fence on the right-hand boundary.
Right, that belongs to the neighbor.
There is a fence, but it's not chain link, it's wood. Is that what you're saying?
Which is my fence. That is my wood fence that goes all around the property. I don't know where this chain link fence came from. There's only one chain link thing, and that's on the back of the property where the tenant put up the
gate. That fence also is completely over the line. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a 0.3 in the front and a 0.4 in the back, so just barely.
The tenant put that up, so that's coming down. All the fences.
But it's on your property now.
Yes, and that's all coming down.
Regardless of what the neighbor wants. Is that correct?
Well, the little fence there that you say is on the property line, I mean, maybe that is his fence, and they put it the wrong way. But I'm taking it down. The neighbor knows.
Let's time out. Let me explain something.
Okay.
The process. We're making a record here in case somebody questions it or appeals or whatever. And also because one of us up here has to write a resolution.
Oh, I see.
And in order to write the resolution, we have to put facts down. And so, hopefully the facts won't keep changing.
Let me finish. Yeah.
So, we're trying to move our way around the property to first understand what's there now, and then you tell us how you want to change what's there now.
Right, I got it.
So we want to stick with one course at a time.
Okay.
And so, we're currently on the right-hand border, which would be the eastern property line, mm-hmm. which is about 70 feet long, and it appears on the survey, which is A11,
mm-hmm.
actually it's called plot plan, that it says, I don't know what the EX is for, what's that?
Existing
chain link fence, but you're telling us there is no existing chain link fence on that border, correct?
Right. I just looked at the picture. It's
there is a wooden fence of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely over the property line, according to the survey. That is your belief also?
I believe so.
Okay. And in your mind, it's your fence, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you're going to remove that fence?
Yes.
Okay. We got it.
Okay.
All right. Now, what will there be anything in its place to separate you from the neighbor?
No.
Okay.
When you say, when he says okay, he's not approving you're taking that fence.
I'm
not. Because I'm making it.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Because it's not your fence.
It's not my fence.
Well,
it's not on your property.
That's the old conundrum. That's why nowadays.
Does the bad side of the fence face you there also?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, it probably was put there by you or a predecessor of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Or tenant or something of yours, and it was put in the wrong spot. But we don't get involved in neighborhood disputes, but we understand if it's your fence and you're going to take it out, you do whatever.
No.
Let me finish the sentence. You do whatever is worked out there. You don't, I mean, we can't tell you can go on somebody else's property and do something, okay?
Right.
That's another issue. But for the board's purposes, there won't be anything inside the property line along that border. There won't be a fence, there won't be a wooden fence, a chain link fence, anything. It's either going to be nothing or the existing fence. Is that a fair statement?
Correct.
Okay. So we know the two sides. Now let's take that picture you were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
along with the fence in the front. Which street is that?
That is Cornwall Street.
Okay. So the Cornwall, the front, in other words. I had the impression, or maybe I misread something, is the front going to switch to North Street when this is done, or is it still going to be Cornwall?
It's Cornwall.
Okay, it's always be Cornwall.
Yes.
The front is always Cornwall. All right, so the current one front and the 2B front has a...
this has been removed already, so I can get in and take debris out.
And it's already gone?
Yes.
Anything going in its place?
No.
Okay. And how about the back end?
The back end.
Did you get the sea pictures up here? We have copies of
them. I think they're you in. Have they're in the. These, they're think. In. Which one of these give us?
You have the pictures you took.
Bob's got photos. You can edit the board.
Would you like these? Because you can have these.
It's the one with the Marine flag below the American flag. Is that the one in the picture?
That is my neighbor with the American flag.
It's that photo, in other words, we're talking about.
Yeah, let me just look and see.
Is that right?
This is, yes. That's it.
Okay. Yes. Okay, we're looking at the same one.
When were these taken?
Right before I came to the last meeting.
Oh, this year.
Whatever date that was.
Okay, so they were taken in early March,
yeah.
Late February
yeah.
of this year, 2012.
Right. Thank I took you. These for the board. Okay.
Now, the picture behind it, the one with the chain link,
mm-hmm.
what are we looking at there?
Okay.
This one, look.
Okay, that's my next door neighbor on the other side.
Okay. Okay. None of that property is yours in that picture.
No.
Okay. And how about the North Street side? What's back there?
Do you have those pictures that you took? I gave them to the board with your report.
Would they be on the?
It would be on his report.
There's one exhibit that has four photos. That group. Is it in this?
That's,
is it this? It?
Yeah, those are those. Yes. Those. Okay. Oh, that's from my flood. Elevation certificate that you're looking at.
All right, but is...
Yes.
This says back view.
Yeah, that is North Street.
So that'd be North Street, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's exhibit A5. And we're looking at the back view, which it's the top picture on A5.
Right.
So there's nothing... There's no fencing or anything from the North Street side to the structure, correct?
No. We do have a fence in the middle of the property right here. Do you see that little fence there?
I'm trying to look
you
at
see the
same
porch?
One. Wait a minute.
It's on the other side.
No, it's the other side. Yeah. This one. That little
thing. In the left side of the house. Yeah.
To the left of the building?
Yes. That's just the little gate that the tenant wanted for his dog.
Okay.
Yeah. It's coming down.
So the gate on the...
Left side or southern side.
That would have been...
On the east side. Rear of the
east
house.
Side.
I think that's east, side, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is the front of the house.
It's kind of south.
No, that's
south.
The back.
No, this is the front. Left side view, but that's the left. This is the front porch.
Right.
Oh, she said that was the back.
No, this is the back. This is the back.
Oh, we turned it around. Okay. But isn't that the same gate?
Yes, that's it.
But that's the back of the house.
This is the back. This is the front. That's the front.
The front's pushing.
The front has back
view.
Porch.
Oh.
See the porch? There's a little gate there.
Yeah. Okay. So it's on the left.
And that's the same gate.
So it's on the. It is on the east side. No, that's the west side.
I confused myself.
It is the west side.
It is the west side.
Southwesterly side.
All right. Got it. And that's gone.
Yeah, well, I am too. That's why
if your application is granted, is there anything other than the foundation on the property that's going to stay?
No.
No, the foundation is going to stay.
Not the foundation either. I was trying to make a question. So nothing is going to stay. Well, for that reason, okay.
It's all going to be rebuilt, moved forward.
Everything's removed, even the footings underneath the ground are all coming out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a photo demo. We didn't have to look for this. Completely raised.
Well, we do in a way to see what the change is, so you have an onset of the distance as well. Because there's nothing conformed before, or almost nothing, and not too much is going to conform.
As a point of order, Mr. Keating shared photos that he took, and both me and Mr. Knox, we should probably give them as evidence of B2.
Okay, so B2 will be, is that just, how many pages?
Three
pages of four pictures a page. Oh, well, is that page 3? Fine. Okay.
Yeah, now we can really see the pictures. But...
Greg, can you just
mark it for me?
B2? You might also need to see this.
At least it's not in the way of something. Probably looks a lot cleaner here in these pictures.
No, I did clean it, that's why.
Yeah.
I had debris all over, I had to remove it, I couldn't stand looking at it.
Really like the toilet on the...
Yeah, that's wonderful, isn't it?
More accessible.
Yes. Anytime, anywhere.
It's a public toilet.
Okay. So, let's start talking about the variances you want.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know about any. Maybe it's easier to go down this chart. It's on A11.
Okay.
Oh, either one. Okay. I don't know if they follow the same order or not. Let's see.
How close is the neighbor to your right looking from Cornwell? The building.
I don't know the distance, but it's pretty close. This is this. We're talking about chain link fence. This one.
Yeah, I think it's probably.
Probably what, about 3 feet.
The slide.
Yeah, he's about 3 feet off the line.
To the right. Okay.
To the east.
Yeah.
East. To the east.
So the question is, the neighbor to the east, which is the right.
His deck actually comes right up to the line in the back. I think he's about 3 feet, plus or minus, off the line.
He's 3, plus or minus, off the line. So how about from the new structure, which is going to be, where's the distance on the new structure?
2 feet.
Two, so
that's
five,
the two
end up being about five.
No, it's, they're pointing here and here.
The existing deck 2 feet.
Yeah, okay, so it's going to be 2 feet, okay.
Yeah.
So okay. That means your structure would be 5 feet from that structure.
Approximately.
So why would you elect, considering that you're not using any of the old foundation, you're starting from scratch, why would you elect to have the smaller side yard setback on the side where the neighbor is also that close?
Well, I thought about putting it in the middle. But now it's you don't have much space to walk around to the back. So I was trying to give it like a little bit more, because like kind of, you know what I'm saying, like a little bit off the line. So you still have a little space, but 8 feet will meet the one setback. So I do meet one setback out of all of them. And you do have a little bit of space, like I said, if you want to put a barbecue there or whatever, you don't want like little, your house right there.
Sure.
So trying to make it more feasible. Well,
couldn't you do 6 on one and 4 on the other? That means you'd be short on, you'd still have one right. Isn't the ordinance 6 and 8? Isn't 6 and 8?
Well, 6 and 8, right.
So if you did 6 and 4, you'd still have the 10 feet. And
it'd
be a little, it'd give a little more, wouldn't be as imposing on, you know, jamming in, you know?
Yeah, I could do that. I could easily do that.
Is the one to the left, the lot to the west, that's vacant now?
Is that all?
There's probably like a 10 or 15 feet from his property line to his house. He's got a pretty big side yard.
Oh, just a side yard. So it's not a buildable.
So yeah, there is more. We're showing 8. There is substantially more room on that side.
So it would make more sense to shift the house to the left, which would be the west. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be as close to any other structure, at least any other structure on Cornwall.
Yeah, I could do that.
Right.
Because I'm just thinking of how close those two structures are going to be, yours and your neighbor's.
And it's so much room.
So you're saying move it over 6
for
on one side
space,
and have
fire,
one on the other
sides.
It doesn't really matter which side, because maybe the smaller side would be better on the 4 feet where he has that prop, where he has his like openness. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That'd be more feasible.
Yes.
I think I'll do that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And it shouldn't matter where you assuming this house stays the same size, for argument's sake, mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter where you put it because mm-hmm. you're not using the foundation.
So. Exactly. Yeah. I didn't think about that, actually. Yeah. But it is right.
Okay.
So, I'm
going to
go 6 feet.
4 feet.
On
the left, which is the west.
Actually, I'm just going to draw it right up
6 feet.
I got it.
You got it?
Right.
Okay.
Now, on the going back to the variance, some of these are pre-existing conditions. The first three are pre-existing. One is the lot area. 4,000 feet is required. You have 21 square feet. You can't do anything about that. You can't, it's not like anybody has any excess land to sell you because the lots aren't big enough. Is that true?
True.
Okay. So that's the first one, pre-existing. That's lot area. The next one is lot frontage. It's 50 feet required, and you have 30.
Correct.
And that can't change either. Okay. And the third one, is the depth the third one? Yeah. Depth is 70 feet, and you're 75. Of course, you got the streets on either side. Right?
No, it's 75 is required.
75, and you have 70.
Correct.
And there are streets on both sides of the property.
Yes.
I'm not.
I'm an alleyway on north.
Okay.
Kind of.
But they're rights of way. In other words.
Right.
Okay. I'm asking these questions not because I don't know.
Yeah, but we have to record it.
So at least there's some record of what's going on here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now we get to the one, we'll call them the new. Well, they're not totally new, but they are not pre-existent variances. The first of which is side yard. Now we just talked about that. The ordinance requires a total of 14 feet, 6 on one and 8 on the other. So that's 6 and 8. And you will have 6 and 4.
Correct.
So your original application, we're going to be short on one side. You're still going to be short on one side, but at least it's not as imposing on that neighbor. Okay. The next one is building coverage. And that's... I think it's 33 is allowed.
Yeah, 33
is allowed.
Yeah, I have those reversed on
this
that
is
one.
Reversed.
Tell us about that.
Okay.
Why?
This is an error on Robert's part. This is reversed. This is supposed to be, instead of the lot coverage, 33%, 75%. Under building coverage, 75% is supposed to be 33%. He just reversed it by accident. You see where I'm at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Build a lot coverage, and I'm just going to fix it.
The building is going to cover 75% of the lot?
No.
No.
No, that should be reversed.
That's lot coverage. Building coverage is 33%.
That would never fly.
Building coverage is 33%.
See what that says?
33% lot coverage is 75%.
75% is required, it says here, right?
Yeah, we're allowed. No, no way will we cover 75% of the lot. No.
Right. 40% is the coverage. All right,
so
the building, correct?
Where are these numbers?
I don't see that.
Well, I'm looking at this.
They have it's more than
it's in your
ordinance. I know where we are, but what's correct?
Am I looking at the wrong thing?
This is supposed to be 75.
Okay.
In the zoning, this is 75.
It's wrong. Okay, let's clarify this.
The second one should be 33.
We're on the subject of building coverage.
The building coverage is going to be 33%
is permitted.
40% is required. Is my proposal.
Your proposal. Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Did I mess that up? Okay.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Our engineer corrected.
Okay, you corrected it.
So, the question is, why do you need to go to 40% rather than being 33%? Tell us about that.
Well, because the house wouldn't be feasibly, it wouldn't be feasible to build it then. Because it would be way too small and not, it would be... what's the word I'm looking for? Super inadequate. Super inadequacy is what they call it. It's just the rooms would be so tiny. It wouldn't pay for me to build it. I'd just leave it the way it is. Because I wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be livable. You'd have rooms that are, you know,
8 by 8. Square foot in the house
You know, 6 by 8. I can't do that. Did,
well, let's see. It's 70 by 30, right? That's 2,100.
21 would be 700.
So 2,100. So a third of that would be 700 square feet. That's allowed. Allowed. And yours is
the house I have
well,
now.
Yours is a little
40,
different because we got the decks and all.
Yeah.
is 40 by 20, that's 800 plus 6 by 20 is 120, so that's 920. So you got 920, but if you had... All right, so even without the decks, it's not 700.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't count the decks in that calculation. I only made a building footprint.
But we would.
I mean, it has a 40% coverage, lot coverage, as it exists.
It's currently 40?
Mm-hmm.
So it's exactly the same?
We managed to stay within the same square footage.
What I did was I shrunk
DEP
it.
DEP purposes.
I shrunk it. It was 23 and a third or something like that, originally wide. I shrunk it to 20. Then I gave myself more on the back end because I have more property to work with.
Yeah, I think I came up with like 820 or 817 or something like that with the existing structure.
No, my structure is more than that.
No,
my structure is more than that.
Your existing structure is small.
Right. Well, you know what it is? On the bottom, it's like about 600 square. And then I have the...
For impervious coverage, because the porch is covered. The porch that you showed, this existing porch, is actually has a roof over it.
Well, the discussion was of the dwelling itself outside of the porch, being we're talking about livability.
Without the porch, it's 800, right?
Correct.
And the proposal.
Correct. And the existing house, without the porch, is smaller.
Yes. Just under 800.
It's wider than it is the proposed.
It's irregular in shape.
Yeah. It's got, because it's got bump outs. It's got jogs. And so if you go straight down the line, you know what I mean? And then the roof is like a barn roof. So it's a little weird. So it's like more square footage on the bottom than the top.
Is it? There's another exhibit right like this one.
Where is my picture of that?
Oh, no, they were the same. One was in color and one was the same. So, it's the same one. Do we have one with the dimensions of the existing house? Well, I know we can see it.
No,
the number.
I'm scaling. No, there's no dimensional
information.
Okay. I'm scaling.
Right. Okay.
I do have an existing, an old structural engineer drawing with the exact footprint of the house. Would you like it?
Sure. How'd that get marked?
This is from when I rebuilt the whole foundation in the past 8 years ago. I ripped out the floor system.
There's an exhibit marking. I mean, who'd you present it to?
Oh, I sued someone, and this was a court exhibit when I had to go in front of
them.
Because he ran away with $11,000 of my money. So, yeah. And I had to make him rip out a sill plate that wasn't pressure treated, and he refused to. So I had to go to court, and I beat him in court, but I didn't get the money. So.
That showed, let's see.
This is an exhibit in court. I don't really need it.
That's semi-accurate. That's actually not completely accurate.
I can't believe it is.
It's not completely accurate.
There's no, it's not a box.
No, it has all these jobs and stuff.
Yeah, right. It's not exactly accurate.
Yeah. Right. It's not? And I paid all that money for the engineer?
Yeah, that other side there. On your left. On your right.
Oh, okay.
The house actually goes back to the chimney.
We take a short break.
Short break?
I'd rather than have him make this to the tape.
I should have brought the whole room.
I have to step out.
Oh, okay. We're going to take a five minute recess.
Thank you. So, what's this?
Yeah.
This is your structural value.